Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Shut up. It's none of your business. That's what Cassie wants to say to a bunch of her friends right now. Shut up. None of your business.
And I don't know how to say it, which is weird because I don't want to come off as preachy or like condescending to my friends or sort of like the rule enforcer. But I feel that some conversations that are happening about another mutual friend are just really inappropriate. And what it is they are speculating about my friend's sexuality. She's part of this big friend group. I'm probably closest to her, but we've never talked about her dating life, and that's fueling the rumors. And you know how you have a friend, and if they don't really bring something up or talk about it that often, you just don't broach the subject. Like, I remember once being like, how's dating going? And she's like, fine. Mm. And I was like, oh, are you on the app? She's like, kind of. And I just got the vibe she didn't want to talk about it. And I'm like, that's totally fine. You don't want to talk about it? We don't have to. So all my friends are like, hey, I think that she's gay because she's not saying anything or she's bi. And I'm like, well, who cares?
It's like a hell of a jump up to a conclusion right there.
Well, nobody's ever met a boyfriend of hers, and other people have like dated and gone through breakups, and she's never mentioned it. She doesn't update her profile, whether or not, like, and I'm like, okay, that's cool. That's her business. Maybe she's asexual. Maybe she doesn't like anybody. I don't care. Like, that's not what we bond over. We bonded over music and movies, and that's what we talk about.
If she's not upgrading her profile, she's definitely gay.
Well, they think she's hiding something, which if you're my age, there was a stigma when you were younger, and for a lot of people, there still is, if we're being honest. When they ask me this, I say, I don't know. We don't talk about it, and just leave it at that. And like, but you have to think that she must be gay. She's hiding something. And I'm like, you know, I'll say it's really none of my business. If she wanted to tell me that, she would. So there's no use speculating about it. Like, I'm trying to be nice in the way I'm saying, like, I'm not interested in talking about that without being holier than thou on my high horse. Like, we don't speculate on people's sexuality. Like, come on. And then it pops up again, and they're like, do you think Brenda is dating a woman? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, guys, I don't want to talk about it. I finally flat out said, I don't want to talk about it, which unfortunately fueled the rumors again that it's true, because it made it seem like I know something that I don't want to discuss. So I don't know how to nicely tell my friends who are just talking about, there's nothing bad in the way that they're talking. They're not slamming it, but it's not their business, and I don't want to be part of those conversations. And I haven't told our mutual friend Brenda any of this, and I don't know how to put a stop to it, because it is like the juicy hot goss of this friend group. And I'm like, it does not matter. What are you going to do if Brenda is gay?
Isn't there like a line or two that just shuts this whole thing down anyway, which is when she's ready to tell us, she'll tell us? That's pretty much it, right?
If it is indeed true.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I've said, if she wanted to talk to me about that, she would. Like I've said, I've tried to drop hints without being that person. And at this point, I'm just going to have to remove myself from the group chat, which is going to look like a huge middle finger, because it'll say, Cassie removed herself from the group chat.
So let me try to be a critical thinker here and just see all sides, right? Which I'm terrible at. just kidding. Is it any different than if she was seeing somebody but didn't tell anybody who she was seeing? Wouldn't you guys be just as curious on who that person was as her sexuality?
Yeah. If this was a close friend, like, you know, I have like different group girlfriend texts, right? So different group chats. And if one friend was dating somebody, doesn't matter the sex, but we felt like they were hiding something, we would probably be like, what's going on with so-and-so?
It would drive us crazy. Right. Like, you'd want to know.
Do you think she's seeing somebody? Do you?
Yeah.
But I get where it takes a different, not that it's apples and oranges, but it does take a different spin. Not even spin. It is different when it's involving somebody's sexuality because that is such a personal journey.
And there's so much more possibly on the line,
yeah,
right, than there would be just who knows who she is dating in the office, what quote-unquote guy she is dating in the office. There's a real risk.
There's more
in
weight.
Some cases.
There's more weight to that than just if they are or not dating a certain person.
Right.
And it's not the questions, because I would expect any friend group to, like Kristen said, if someone's dating someone secretly, of course you're going to be like, oh, do you know who they're dating? For me, it's the weird obsession that it's turned into and me constantly saying, if she wanted to tell me, she would. I don't want to talk about it. Like me drawing lines in the sand that I think are friendly lines and then being crossed repeatedly.
It's one of those instances where they have to be the first to know, and they have to be the first one to get it right.
So like, they could be like, told you.
Yes. All that irks me to no end.
I feel like in every friend group, there are friends that are like those, and then there are friends that are like you, and it's the same in mine. Like, I'm more of the Cassie friend. I don't really get into my friend's business unless they ask me, but my other friends are constantly trying to figure out what's going on in everybody's life. I really don't think you can stop that. Like, that's just something that they're going to always do.
Yeah. Well, it starts to feel sort of like bully-ish. Like, if it's one thing to have the conversation once, like, isn't it weird that she doesn't talk about her dating life? You have that conversation once, but then if it happens over and over and over again, then it starts to feel not malicious, but I totally know what you mean in terms of, like, it feels icky. Like, why are we now all ganging up trying to find this information out?
Yeah.
Will you totally rattle the group if you say, I'm just not comfortable even speculating about this guy, I'm going to back out of this?
I think I'm going to have to at this point, because it's just taking a weird turn, and I don't want my friend Brenda to find out, because that feels weird. So I think I'm just going to draw that line, and then if they don't respect it, I'll just bounce from the group.
But do you think she is?
No, I'm just kidding. The Burt Show.